When actor Joel Grey was growing up in Ohio, he got a part in a production at the Cleveland Playhouse. He was 9, and he became hooked on theater.
It was a place of honor, of integrity, and interesting people who listened to you. They called you Mister, even though you were 9 years old. That was the beginning of my life.
Joel Grey is now 83 years old. He's had a life of professional and personal triumph and turmoil. He writes with candor about his life in a new book called Master of Ceremonies, a memoir. The actor, singer, and dancer has theater in his blood. His father was Mickey Katz, a musician who created the wildly popular Borschtcapades.
My father made these great parodies of hit songs, Home on the Range. Oi, geb mir a heim mit der Weibelischein für die Sheeps und die Ziegelach leifen. That was a big hit.
Oi, geb mir a heim mit der Weibelischein. Where the sheeps and the ziegelach leifen.
Joel worked up a song and dance act for his dad's show. He didn't really know what he was doing, but the audience adored it. He did nightclub acts after that. People would talk over the performance.
I hated it, but somehow it took me about 10 or 12 years of doing it to finally get a chance to do Stop the World, I Want to Get Off on Broadway. And that changed everything.
You yourself saw Stop the World, I Want to Get Off in the early 1960s. I think it was 1964, right, in
mm-hmm,
London.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Newley was one of the creators of the show itself, and he played in the show the circus clown character Little Chap. You got the part, ultimately, when the show went on national tour. Can you explain for those who haven't seen the show what Little Chap is about and why he meant so much to you?
Little Chap was a clown character, clown mime, sort of a little Marcel Marceau. He had this white makeup. He told the story of getting married and having children and cheating on his wife. Everything falls apart at the end, and he's sitting there alone on the stage, all by himself in the spotlight, and sings, "What kind of fool am I? Who never fell in love. It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of." You get the idea.
I know that when you take on a role like that role of Little Chap, you create a biography for the characters, what happened prior to their time on stage, what kind of life they led. And there was, in this case, a lot of autobiography in that character. How did that mirror, and how did those words mirror your life?
Well, I lost my first child, a son, and that happened in this play. And
he was prematurely born.
Yes. Yes, he was just a couple, you know, very small. He lived for 5 days, but even so, it's almost unthinkable. Anyway, Little Chap cheats on his wife, and she dies, and he's left to ask for help and forgiveness. My life was perfect at that time. I had two children. I had a wonderful wife that I was totally in love with.
This is Jo Wilder.
And I had Jo Wilder, a great actress. Life was really good. And it took about 6-8 months of no work at all before Hal Prince called.
So Hal Prince is a very well-known producer, director. He'd been a friend of yours. He calls you and he says, "We're doing this new production. You'd always wanted to originate a role." And he says, "Jolie, I think there's a part you'll be just well for."
Right.
Of course, he was unbelievably right. So take us to the night that you describe so well in the book. You were invited to musician John Kander's townhouse in New York. And this was a preview of this new music for this new play, Cabaret, and you said it had the excitement of like a New Year's Eve party.
Right. It's the first time everybody heard the score besides the director and the writers. And all the cast was there. And I sat there and I heard John Kander say, "Crash." And Fred Ebb sang, "Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome." And everybody is just totally enraptured. And I thought to myself, only to myself, that's going to be my song.
Happy to see you, bleibe rest to stay.
And you,
I still feel that way about it.
What way?
That it's my song, and I just am so grateful.
I think you can claim that out loud and with pride, Joel, at this point. I don't think anybody's going to argue the point.
It's my song! Do you hear me?
Im cabaret, oh cabaret, du cabaret. Meine Damen und Herren, mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen.
It was an important film, and I think it was important as well to your life because it included two of the things that you'd been dealing with your whole life that were front and center in this production, in both the play and the film, which you starred in as the MC, being gay and being Jewish. And because it happens, obviously, during World War II, you were...
I was adamant in that I made this character as ugly and dangerous as I could, since he himself said horribly anti-Semitic things in the play.
There is one number in the production that was especially controversial, and I also wonder what it was like for you to perform if you could see her. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
If you could see her through my eyes, you wouldn't wonder at all. If you could see her through my eyes, I guarantee you would fall like I did when we're in public together. I hear society moan, but if they could see her through my eyes, maybe they'd leave us alone.
The MC, me, was dancing with a gorilla in a tutu, a ballet tutu, and a little cap and lipstick, and she was just so in love, and it was so charming, and Bob Fosse created just an amazing number. And at the end he says, and if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all. And that was like a slap in the face for the audience, and they didn't know whether to laugh or cry or applaud. It was just horrendous every night, and I looked forward to it because it was my statement about anti-Semitism. My statement, Joel.
But if you could see her through my eyes, she wouldn't look Jewish at all.
I mean, there were times you would be at dinner parties, you know, sort of highbrow dinner parties, and you would hear anti-Semitic statements.
Well, my father was a victim of anti-Semitism, and very often it was Jews who did not want to be, you know, associated with it, who had come from the old country and were making their place, and they said, well, we're Americans. But of course, you know, they were Jewish Americans.
So here you're having to wrestle with being Jewish in an often anti-Semitic environment, and you were gay. At least you were wondering if you were gay.
We didn't even know the word gay. There was no such thing. It was homo, faggot, queer. You could get beat up and taken to jail. So very early on, I knew that that was not something I could do. And I had also been in love with babies and always knew I would be a dad. So I had these two things pulling at myself. Plus, you couldn't have a career if you were gay.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think I was. Then I fell crazy in love, and that made perfect sense to me. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Crazy in love with a woman.
With a woman.
You say that the years you were married to Joe Wilder, I think it was 24 years, you had two children during that time. You had a third, as you said, who died very young. You call those years the best years of your life. How do you now come out on the other end of this?
Doing the normal heart at the Public Theater, which was about the AIDS crisis, and playing an AIDS activist – changed my attitude, and all of a sudden I became aware of the fact that I could not not acknowledge that part of myself. And
this is a very important part. Just around, I think it was the mid-'80s,
85,
right?
85. 85-ish, yeah.
Around the time of the really blossoming of the AIDS crisis, and there were a lot of people, including you, who were losing many friends to AIDS. Where are you today? You actually came out publicly last year. I think for some people that might have been redundant, because I think a lot of people sort of knew of that part of your history.
All my friends
yeah.
knew.
So why was it important to say it?
It was a way in which perhaps I might change some young person's mind about who they are, and I needed to be counted.
Actor Joel Grey, his memoir is called Master of Ceremonies. This is Here and Now.